Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Lingley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we're very excited to have you join us today. We've created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on lots of different topics. And we do feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And again, this episode is brought to you by Marie Lingley, Intuitive Realtor. If you would like an individual session with her, for an intuitive session, it is 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive, spiritual teacher, healer, and clairvoyant at 651-900-4136. And you can reach us at www.divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Anytime you want to come in and you want to review our past episodes that we've had, you can go on and download the podcast using iTunes or the RSS feed button, and also go on to Facebook and type in Divine Goddess Radio and like our page. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to our midweek Stress Buster show.
That's right. And today, I think Marie and I decided we're going to talk about, you know, everything that we're going through energetically with Mercury in retrograde, and then Neptune is going to be in retrograde or is in retrograde right now. So we're reviewing stuff coming up.
I thought that didn't go until the 20th, so we got 3 days.
Well, somebody said it was yesterday, so we'll have to find out the date on that. So Marie's saying one thing, I'm saying another, and I'm always, hey, you know what, get on the internet and double-check that one. But if we thought we were bringing up old relationship stuff and having to review internal stuff, there's more that's coming up, and I've been told, granted, the planet stuff is not my area of expertise, so I know nothing about this. I only know what somebody talked to me about this morning. But Neptune has to do with stuff that we haven't been dealing with since April of this year. So it will be for the next 5 months. So unresolved issues that we blew off or were too tired to deal with. And I already, right when I just went, oh, this is a bunch of hooey, all of a sudden I had something that was April, May, and June's issues that came up this morning. It was very light. Wasn't hard to, you know, to look at, to examine, so I could let it go. So, yeah, well, there you go. But
And on a good note, to combat that, it is today started a grand trine, and what a grand trine? It's actually a magical one because it's a grand water trine, and that's when three planets form a trine and are in the same element. So right now we have the trine is in Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. So it's in the water sign. And this time, because, you know, these are usually very magical, it's highlighting your intuitiveness. So the next 3 days are all about magic related to feelings and psychicness and just being. You don't have to do anything. Just be and go with it, you know. Trust what you're feeling. Trust what you're getting. This is a great time.
Well, isn't that interesting how you have that? Here's Mercury in retrograde going on right now, information she has and I have. So I have no idea, but I heard that was the 29th. But again, you know the planets. I don't know the planets. So, however, we're going to go on that because it is a positive note. Our show today is going to be about living your life with purpose and just really examining, what does living your life with purpose, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you, Marie, when somebody says living your life with purpose?
Well, to me it means, I mean, almost exactly what it sounds like, that I'm here on this planet to do something and figuring out what that something is. And I think, you know, all of us light workers, our purpose is here to shine the light and help the dark, you know, help overcome the dark, but we also have to figure out how do we shine our light, and I think that is a life purpose,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out, okay, do we do it through creativity, do we do it through speaking, do we do it through teaching, finding that purpose of how to bring the light out and to spread it among the planet, I think, for me, is a life purpose.
Exactly. You know, and I believe I completely agree with that. And adding, you know, finding balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shining your light. It's not just about doing. It's about finding that balance between the giving and being of receiving and being of service. So the give and the take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feminine energy and the masculine energy, and you know, and having fun along the way, because we forget. And many people don't know this. Believe it or not, life is one big game. We're supposed to have fun, and being playful in our search as light beings and the human form on this planet Earth, believe it or not, it's about having fun in the process of doing it, because we're doing it differently than we've ever done in any other lifetime, you know, with the intensity and the amount of people that are doing it, you know, taking in this light that's never been done before. So,
yeah, I mean, if you, you know, feel that you have to always be seated in meditation and do nothing else but meditate and work with crystals and, you know, stay kind of homebound and do everything, that doesn't work either. You have to have time, you know, you have to devote your time to that, but you have to devote your time to other things as well so that you are a well-rounded person. Because one thing of anything is not good for you.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, I've known people who have meditated, and I get the meditation. I used to be one, believe it or not. Before I really stepped into my owning who it is that I am, I used to be in a meditative state all the time. But then I wasn't dealing with life that was going on around me, and I just poo-pooed it. Well, sooner or later, thinking, well, if I just stay home here, I don't have to come back and have to deal with anything that's going on around me that's affecting me personally. Well, little do I know, what do you think I'm dealing with now?
Mm-hmm.
I blew it off for too long, so now I have to deal with it. Because like many other individuals, life was too intense. And a lot of individuals got sidetracked with drugs or alcohol or just, you know, with not high vibrational behavior. So it's like that's why a lot of us are having to review a lot of stuff. And just think of the lifetimes that we just blew off stuff because it was just way too painful.
Yeah.
Of having to have resolution to it. So, you know, and with that, being, you know, living your life with purpose, choosing not to attach to any of the negative outcomes, the feelings, the thoughts, the emotions, you know, the reactions, and learning how to respond differently to it.
Right. I mean, remember, we all are human, and we do go through the human experience, and we have reactions to things that happen
mm-hmm.
in our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we end up, you know, if a friendship breaks apart or you see somebody else doing something else, you know, the human part of us will talk about that person, or we try to examine why are they doing what they're doing. I'm very guilty of that, and you know, but then I have to also pull back and say, okay, I know this is a human experience, but how can I stop the cycle of thinking about it and wondering and talking and, you know, and just moving on? So it's trying to find that balance of, okay, how do I get over this? And
you know, I look at it as I'm learning that as the energies, new energies are emerging and surging, releasing, letting go, and doing all the stuff that they're doing, that I'm having, we're giving opportune moments to be able to examine choices that we've made in the past and the way we've reacted it to it. And now we're being given an opportunity instead of reacting, which is more to me, in counseling terms, you would say that's more like flight or flight. Ways of being able to handle with it, but instead you're given an opportunity of being able to respond to it differently. And even that word is higher vibrational versus, you know, reacting towards something. So I'm finding that it triggers a lot of the old feelings and emotions, the thoughts and the belief systems, and going, okay, what's the core issue of what is this really about? So I can finally look at it and then release it from where it stems from. And now how can I choose to respond completely differently to it if I can step outside of it and just look at it as an experience?
Mm-hmm.
And the quicker I can realize that it's just an experience and what I look at it as an opportunity to use it as personal growth as well as spiritual growth, I'm finding that I'm shifting through it a lot quicker, a lot easier. But it's having just that full comprehension that I have to stay in that state of be of peace. You can look at it. It doesn't have to bring up all the old stuff. It didn't serve its purpose then. It's not serving a purpose now other than to look at it as a life lesson so I can finally move on from it. So,
Yeah, and it's not easy, folks.
It's no, not, it's not. It's a good Lord.
It's a lot harder than it sounds, but it is. You know, we are all a work in progress. And
we're perfectly imperfect.
Right. So don't ever feel down like, oh, I guess today I gave in and I, oh, you know, had these feelings about somebody or I wondered. It's okay, you know. Acknowledge it for it for what it is, and move on. You know, try to make the experience a little bit different. I think we have a caller actually, so we're gonna get them on the line.
Beth is at the Manning board, so it's taking its time. Do I hit
that
one right there?
Yeah,
right
hit that one. Yep.
Okay.
So we've got area code 718. Hello. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
It is Jody.
Jody?
Joey.
Joey, how are you today?
How are you, Joey?
I'm doing good, you know, running some intern. You know, one day I had a job training program that I've been going to. This is my first week, and then, you know, after that, hopefully I'll get a job. I'm putting it out into the universe. You know, trying to keep positive as much as I can.
Good.
And,
good for
you.
Know,
yeah. That and I'm moving out soon, so.
Wow. So
yeah,
you're accomplishing a lot during this retrograde and all these energies.
Yeah.
So, how do you keep yourself positive? How do you keep yourself positive, Joey, so that you can stay in the flow of, you know, allowing the universe to bring the divine abundance and prosperity to you in whatever way, shape, or form?
One way that I do it is writing forgiveness letters to yourself. Work with oils, work with incense. Every day I come home, I'll light up some St. Jude incense, or Ganesh incense. Incense is designed to invoke Ganesh, and it's a Hindu god of success and also removing obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah, so it works out really well.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have any advice for anybody out there who might be, you know, having some hard times or difficulties right now?
Don't let anybody say no. You know, don't listen to the naysayers. Just keep on pushing through and remember that you have power within yourself to accomplish anything.
Well, that's wonderful information. Excellent. Thank you, Joey. Thank you so much. Is there any other comments?
I'm the only one in the chat room, which is surprisingly.
You're the only one in the chat room?
Yep.
Let me see here. I'll go in and I'll check on it right now.
You are the only one in the chat room.
Yeah.
You're calling in. Well, you know, this is our Wednesday. Sometimes we have people in the chat room. Sometimes we don't. And you never know. You just never know. It's always a throw up in the air, you know. So
yeah.
It's Humpback Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
Joey, we would love to say, is there anything that else you would like to talk about?
Well, you know, I'm a Reiki master. I finished my Reiki studies in 2008, and then I just took a refresher course not too long ago to reattune me to each level of Reiki by a different teacher who does Reiki attunements by long-distance healing, and he posted it on the internet. And you can, like, watch and follow the instructions and get reattuned to it, which generally what happens on Reiki is, you know, your body gets caught up with life, so every once in a while you just have to, like, re-get attuned and get everything in flow, very much like chakra clearing.
Are you still there, Joey?
Yeah, I'm taking a pause for a second. It's hot in New York. We broke the record of the hottest day of the week so far in New York.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Joey, that is absolutely wonderful, and congratulations on your achievements
thank
and certification
you.
Of Reiki.
Yeah, thank you very much for the tips.
Exactly, and thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that you continue to listen to our show because we have so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
And we shall talk to you another time, Joey.
All
take
right.
care.
Good.
Okay,
Joey.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
so
great.
And then if there's anybody, so Marie, what are you doing to get yourself through this?
Well, I think what I'm doing is what we talked about, you know, just trying to keep the joy, trying to keep optimistic and positive. Music is a big one for me, being outside, you know, walking. And actually what I'm finding that's really, really working for me, I was reading a book the other day, and I am thanking the universe for every little thing, including my bills. I'm thanking them as I pay my bill. Thank you for providing me with electricity. Thank you for providing me with the means, you know, to run my TV. And I'm finding in the last few days, things are starting to come in. I mean, clients are pouring in. I'm getting calls out of the blue. It's been really, really good. So I'm going to continue to work on that. So that's a tip. You know, if you're paying your bills and you're grumbling, don't grumble. Turn it around and say, God, thank you that I was able to pay this bill, and because this bill allows me to have my water, to take my shower, to keep me clean. If you start, you know, putting that spin on, it puts a different vibe out there in the universe.
Well, you know, that's really true. So I have to thank you for reminding me of that, because I've been told that before that I need to do that. And I do it, and, you know, and then you get lost and stuff that's coming up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a reminder that I needed to get back to doing that again.
Yeah.
I used to be pretty good at that.
I've noticed a big shift since I've done it. So, you know, if anybody else is in that kind of cycle where you're going, God, I can't, I don't have enough to do this, or I don't have enough to do that, just start shifting the words a little bit and start appreciating what you have and thanking the universe for whatever, you know, like I said, even if you're paying a bill, that whatever you're paying for is giving you something.
Oh, exactly.
So
I'm noticing I'm having more energy, creative juices coming in, and I feel like something big is ready to really come in and explode in a good way.
Well, this grand trine that we're going through, what I've been reading on is, they said that during this time, there's going to be miraculous stuff and things out of the blue popping up. So.
Oh, my God. And you know what? On my way, when I was done working with the kids today, I heard that miracles, Beth, miracles, you're going to be experiencing miracles. And I'm going, I hear that every day, which I'm grateful for. And I'm one to where I'm grateful that I can see without my glasses, that I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I'm grateful for many things, that I don't have to go to, you know, traditional doctors anymore, that I'm able to take care of myself the way that I do it and everything. So I'm very grateful for that stuff. But all of a sudden I heard that some new stuff was up and coming, and they just, my guides kept saying, Beth, you are going to be amazed. They even used the word, you are going to be dumbfounded on what is going to happen and what we're going to help you do. So it's like, ooh, I'm waiting in anticipation. But I feel this new energy that I've never felt before to do with creative energy. And like today, when I'm done, I have clients later today. And so I'm going to go home in between before I have them. It's this evening. I'm going to go home and make some jewelry. So it's going to be interesting because I'm going to start downloading templates. And granted, I sell my jewelry anyways, but it's going to be interesting to see what kind of pieces I'm going to come up with. Because what they're showing me is absolutely beautiful, but how I try to make it, it's, you know, it's two different things. So it's being able to get those two pieces to come in at the same time. So
yeah, and I think I've been reading a lot, too, that the energy, once the retrograde has been, you know, we're passing through it and we're almost done with Mercury retrograde, creativity is going to burst. Because as we move forward, you know, what we've been holding on and what we've been releasing, that's all gone and we can move forward. And people are talking left and right about the creativity, all of a sudden words are flowing, blogs are being written,
yeah.
You know, things are being created, people's music is all of a sudden going through the chart. I mean, it's coming. So,
yes,
you know, if you're still having difficulties, hang on, because we are almost over with it.
And, you know, and just remember, creativity also is the way you express yourself. So it can be the way you talk. It could be to where, you know, you're a lot more calmer in the way that you're expressing yourself. It might be to where you're more playful in your words and how you're expressing yourself and how you're talking internally. So that is a form of creativity also. For those of you who are going, well, I'm not doing art, I'm not doing music, I'm not doing this. If you start believing in that, that internal dialogue, getting more creative inside, it starts coming on the outside, and then you're amazed at how it explodes to the other aspects of your life. Just so you know, I know somebody who was in her 50s, never did a day of art. This woman is the most phenomenal artist, and she downloads information like you would not believe. We're talking templates, and when you look at her artwork, how it comes into you, and it just opens up and brings more light into you. Phenomenal artwork. And now she's going to another country to study a certain technique for a period, and then she's going to bring it back and see how it applies and is implemented into her current way of doing art. So don't say that you can't do anything, because one day you can be sitting there, all of a sudden trust the information that's coming in that you start channeling, because remember, it isn't just you that's doing it. You're channeling a divine source that you're finally trusting, and it could come across, and you're writing words for those of you who cannot write, and you'd be amazed at how it ends up happening. So just that is one of the things that Marie just said. It can come across in ways that absolutely you were not even expecting of how you're going to be expressing yourself. So just be open to the infinite possibilities and potential that you do have. It's not the illusion of what you see yourself at right now.
Right, and I think the key word is trust.
Yes, trust.
You know, I mean, if you're sitting there and you're getting these things popping in your head and you're thinking, what? Where is this coming from? There's no way I can do this.
Uh-huh.
If you're constantly getting that information and it keeps coming in, pay attention to it. Trust it. And, you know, sometimes you don't even have to think. Just let it flow and see what comes out of you. I know there are people who do automatic writing.
Yep.
And, you know, you basically meditate and sit there, and then just you close your eyes and see what comes through. And people have gotten messages that way. And, you know, you don't think you can do it, but it happens.
Automatic writing is so easy, you guys, and it's just like she said, close your eyes and just open the gateway. And you ask to connect with the divine source. You know, that's of the light, because there's many sources out there, that's of the light, and then just ask for information to flow through you. And you can start with doing circles, and then you'll be amazed at how different messages will come out through you. And you might have to practice. A lot of people want it instantaneous. Some it happens for. Some they have to practice and do it. But it is really simple. I've seen people who thought they couldn't do anything, and the stuff that came out, to where they're going, oh, my God, where'd that come from? So it's about trusting the process. It really is.
Well, I didn't think I could do it, and I tried it a few times, and it's amazing how your arm and your hand just start moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing it, and I mean, I couldn't pick out the words, but something was starting to form. So that's one thing for me that I'm going to start practicing a little bit more on, just to see what comes out, because, you know, my hand starts moving, so something is channeling through.
You know what, and this is what I love about oracle cards or any kind of cards that you can, you know, like whoever it is that you're drawn to. I tend to be drawn to the angel cards, so like Doreen Virtue, and it's not that I'm promoting her, but there's many other individuals, and a lot of people know her name. But those cards can be used as visual aids. So for those of you who are just starting, if you're drawn to whatever, go to Barnes & Noble, go on to Spirit One, or what's another one, Amazon, or into a metaphysical store to where they might have books and cards, and see if there's one that might jump out at you. Because then if it does, that means energetically you're ready for the messages that are in those cards. And just start playing around with them, and that will build your confidence. Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed what you're asking and what those cards are coming back. It will blow your mind. Blow your mind.
And I also use a pendulum as a tool, too, for confirmation. So if I want to ask a question that I can't figure out what's going on, I use my pendulum regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you ask it a yes or no question, and it kind of helps you guide your way through the situation to say, okay, what is going on here?
Oh, I know. Isn't it cool? Mm-hmm. Or you can use dowsing rods. For those of you who were brought up and they use trees that are branched off and have that little, you know, how it's set up. Or if you come across dowsing, if you have a friend who has dowsing sticks, play around with those because those are really cool, too, on how you can move them. And you're just like, all I'm doing is just holding them. They're moving. Just anything so it can build your confidence. And just play around with it, you guys. Just play around with it.
Yeah. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, with this grand trine and the water signs, all of our intuition is very high right now.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to that. Pay attention to how you feel when you do, like if a message comes in, pay attention to how you feel and recognize that. Recognize the difference between intuition and your ego. You know, say you ask a question and you want the answer to come in. Is it the answer that your brain automatically goes for? Steal your brain and see the message that comes through and then trust it.
And here's some words of advice for how you can tell what's your ego and, you know, what's your heart's desire or what's, you know, guiding you, what's your higher power. If you are in doubt, that is the ego. The ego creates doubt. If you automatically feel it and you know it, just know that's your divine intuition. So that's how you can tell the difference. So if you're going, but are you sure? Is this divine guidance or is this ego? Guess what? Right there. That's your ego that's talking. It's the ego that creates all that doubt. So that's how you can differentiate, folks, differentiate it. But it's trusting that, just trusting that. So
yeah. So did you have anything else that you wanted to share before we wrap up?
Well, I think it's just I don't think anybody can say this enough because I need to hear it for myself. And if I need to hear it, I know there's others who need to. Just really be mindful right now about all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your emotions. Take a look at belief systems and why you believe what you believe. Look at it as, is it a limiting belief system? Are you ready to sit here and explore at endless potentials and possibilities to try something different, to just let go of the old, step outside of your comfort zone and maybe look at things that are viewed as outside of the box so that you can have a different response to what's going on in your life? Remember, every single one of us are a pebble, and it's that ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going through affects the rest of us. Now imagine all of us, what we're going through, we're affecting the whole. So that's what we're doing is we're cleaning up all that stuff so that it's one big ripple, and it's going nicely. No more bumps and lumps. So that's what we're achieving. That's what we're going for. So other than that, you know, just remember, again, you're not the only one who's going through this. We are all going through this, no matter how evolved, no matter how enlightened, no matter what level you're at. Nothing's better, nothing's worse. Just remember, you're not the only one.
Right.
So.
And try to stay in balance, you know, balance between giving and receiving, balance in your life. Balance is very important because the more balanced you are, the more things flow easier for you. When you're out of balance, you have that struggle. When you're more in balance, things move easier.
And then if you don't know which one it is, ask yourself, am I receiving more? Am I taking more? So then you know, what do you need to do? You need to do the opposite. Give
right.
a little more and make sure you're giving and taking.
Mm-hmm.
Giving and taking, and it's receiving because a lot of people are takers. So now it's time to be of service of all, you know. So don't let that being of service scare you. Don't let it. It's doing something nice out of the kindness of your heart,
mm-hmm.
not asking for anything in return. That's being of service. It is that simple.
Right, and if you're one of those people who gives and gives and gives and gives to people but is uncomfortable with receiving, let yourself receive. Because when you're constantly giving also, you're out of balance. So let yourself receive something. Let yourself receive, you know, affection. Help, anything. Open yourself up and let it come in.
And how many people have been in the situation where you went out for lunch or supper and somebody said, I'm going to get that. No. Did you know that's one way the universe is saying, here's somebody who can pay for your lunch or your supper, and so let them give this gift to you because that's what it is. View it as a gift. And this is how the universe, they just implanted that idea into that person's head, and it's the universe going, are you open up to receiving this? So
right.
There you be.
So you guys have a good rest of the week, and we will see you Sunday.
Yes.
And love and light to you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.